developed rheumatic fever. So I had a heart condition. So they, when they finally took me to the doctor, they diagnosed me. So they put me on penicillin. Most of the time now, penicillin used to be a cure-all drug back in the day. They'd give you penicillin for everything to knock it out. But what happened was the diseases got stronger. The environment that penicillin used to come into, it had no more effect on it. So the scientists say, we got to come up with something that's stronger, or a hybrid that's stronger than these diseases. Now that they got ampicillin and amoxicillin and all these, very seldom do you get penicillin. They have to come up with something that was stronger. So the seed that's coming forth got to be stronger. Iba rota. Than the environment that it's coming into. God always saved the best for last. Amen. He's always saving the best for last. And he brought us into the kingdom for such a time as this. Amen. So what's going to happen is, since God is doing this, we're living in the unusual times. The spirit of acceleration is hitting the earth. Things will begin to accelerate. We see it in the realm of the spirit. Things are accelerating. God is going to show himself strong on the behalf of his people. You will know God of the increase. He began to supply through his spirit. Your testimony will inspire people movement toward his house. Let me say that again. Your testimony about what he's doing is going to inspire people to come back to the house. How many of y'all been seeing them commercials on the television talking about Catholics come home? They saying, even them saying, it's time for you to come back home. You've been out there, you've been hurt, you've been beat down. Come on back home. God is telling people, come on back and really see what it's really about. It's really not about all what you saw on television. Listen, every preacher ain't a crook. Because some people they've given the church a bad rap. I go home with my own wife. I ain't got no honey on the side. She is my honey. Come on now. And I ain't got no boyfriend on the side either. Come on now. Y'all wasn't expecting that though, was it? Come on now. People don't think righteousness gonna pay off. Because righteousness, it seems like it's slow as molasses going uphill in the wintertime. People think righteousness because people don't see righteousness. You never get on television because of righteousness.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Because righteousness, God looking at my righteous deeds, man look at the outward appearance. So when I make right choices when it comes to my interpersonal relationships, when I make right choices, when I see this sister as my sister and not nothing more than that. Amen. You may not see that, but God sees that. Amen. But God also sees when I don't, or if I don't too. Don't be impressed by people's gifts. Don't be impressed by people's gifts, because the gifts and the callings without repentance. Amen. A lot of folk don't like circumcision of the heart. Amen. God, if God expected righteousness, when you come to the church, you expect to see righteous. Yes. Amen. Now, some of y'all have been abused in churches. Amen. Come on now.
Amen.
Some of you come from abused situations where people in authority were supposed to be righteous and they were unrighteous. They were sick. Oh, yeah. They were sick. Molested. Abused by folk in authority. Because if you in authority, you must be under authority. And when people ain't under authority, I'm scared of them. I'm telling you, you got to be, in order to have authority, I'm a man under authority. My wife and I.